wait for an incident report to enter. They talk about, they go get a piece of paper and they mop it up and they call somebody to do a better job mopping. So there's this energy that goes with prevention of harm that really capitalizes on everyone being a patient safety advocate, your patient safety champion. That's what we all are. We have eyes and ears and we're collaborating all the time. So that would be one of the answers to your question on how do we capture things.
Right. And hopefully that some of the errors are small rather than large.
Right.
But that doesn't mean a small error couldn't become a large error.
Correct. Right. So what we do is we want to tip the scale of information towards a near miss rather than an actual harm event. So if we know that there's a piece of equipment that we're doing workarounds, all right, something the brakes might be a little rusty or they're not really quite holding as well, that's a near miss condition. Because if the brakes don't right. hold, what could happen? We don't want to go there. So what we do is our staff, they report it right away. I've got a problem with this stretcher. The brakes aren't holding. They take it out of commission. It's red tagged. It goes down to the maintenance gentleman. The gentleman in the who take care of all the equipment, they fix the brakes. Then it comes back into circulation. So you are correct. We want to make sure errors don't reach the patient. So that's where our whole focus is on mm-hmm. capturing early. And we also have to train people on how to see what those things are. So we have to develop a safety culture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People have to know it in order to see it, in order to say it, in order to report it. And then we, as leaders, need to respond quickly, address it, and then say, okay, what did we learn from this? It's a very dynamic flow because you can never really predict. It's like the weather. You never really know what's going to happen, right? One of the things that we've done is we've also put in systems that actually reduce the amount of error that can happen. For instance, we have computerized physician order management so that our doctors are not handwriting orders anymore. You can misinterpret a written order for one drug versus the correct drug. So we've eliminated the handwriting problem in doctor's orders, which has mm-hmm. really saved a lot. It's reputed that computerized order systems can save or prevent errors up to 86%. So wow. that's what we put in. We put that in. Then there's all kinds of other systems that we put in place because if we're human, then we're always going to be human, okay? So what can we do to protect our humanity from making an error? So, for instance, we bought the best intravenous pumps on the market. What does that do? Well, it's programmable so that there are guardrails for the nurses and the pharmacy. So when you choose a medication to enter the dose, you can only choose a certain range of dose, protecting the nurse from entering 1,000 mm-hmm. versus 10.
Right.
All right? So
right.
they're guardrail equipment. We have computerized equipment so that we're able to mitigate the errors of being human. We have implemented safety culture concepts such as teamwork. You think everybody knows how to be a team member? Well, we found out through research that no, we really don't learn teamwork in school. You know, we adopted what the military did.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be.
Come and join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for Tune In to Hunterdon here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com, where Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. will bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and, more importantly, what's happening here in Hunterdon County. That's every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Each team of patient care folks, they get to.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call Mommy Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. Mommy Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Do you find that
a college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin?
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, career college funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Create tunnel vision when you've got many things mm-hmm. to do. So what we teach in our team steps and what we open up the conversation at briefings every morning and every evening.
For over 50 years, Hunterton Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Answer quickly. See what's going on around.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterton Medical Center. Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, welcome to our show. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. Good afternoon. It's already 3:09 in the afternoon on March 15th. Our guest calling in today on the phone is Bart Jackson. He is Bart, are you there?
Jeannie, it is so good to see you on the Ides of March. Allow me to wish you a joyous Ides, March 15th, which was the day, as you I'm sure remember, that the old Roman Emperor Julius Caesar was stabbed in the forum and the esophagus and belly, but it proved a fatal mistake for the poor Julie. So, my congratulations to you on weathering the snow and coming on out this glorious day.
Yes, and thank you. Bart's going to co-host with me today and in the future here on Talented People. We're going to have a good time. Bart, you know what? I've been trying to open up something that you sent me, and I'm having difficulty with it. So we're just going to have to wing it from here. Say hi to everybody. And
the technology is really wonderful on those particular rare occasions when it works.
That's right.
You can be. It's a lot like marriage in that aspect. But anyway, one of the things I wanted to do when I first came on, because I was thinking of you, and to you listening out there, that is, each person who thinks that you need a little better recognition in your life, I'm going to put a challenge to you, Jeannie. I am going to ask Miss Jeannie Murphy, who is, maybe some of you know, one of the globe's most wildly innovative promoters, if you could honor us, Jeannie, with just one of your expert self-promotional tips that person out there can truly use.
All right. Well, let me think for a second. One thing I do know off the top of my head, and it happens very much, very often in our public relations business, people come along and ask that question. And my first and most, you know, probably useful advice would be to say, if you don't invest in yourself, then don't expect anybody else to. That's the truth. You know, when it comes to promotion, mm-hmm. your ideas.
I think that's absolutely true. If you think of what you, if you think of your own self-worth, and you talk about it, because what slips past your lips is something you're probably going to eventually believe yourself. If you carry with you the air and the words of self-confidence, then you can, as you're saying, invest in yourself and take yourself forward.
Right. Well, people have great ideas, and you know, they, a lot of times they're out there, and they want other people to buy into them, and so on. And basically, when you go back and think about it, that you have to put your best foot forward in the beginning, and you know, make sure that you make the right investments. If it's public relations or if it's marketing, you know what Bill Gates said: if he had was down to his last dollar, he'd use it on PR. Did you know that?
No, but I think that's what a marvelous tip. What a marvelous quote to hear.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And would you be willing, Jeannie? And you tell me if this would work. Should if we invited one of our listeners to call in, would you be willing to give them a 20-minute consultation for the first one who calls in the next 15 minutes?
Yes, that would be excellent, except for that today, because of the snowstorm, we are having technical difficulties here at this new studio here in the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office, and so we're going to have to save that one and do that another time. I could actually
We will indeed be, but I would hope that everyone can come by who's within the come by Flemington and see the new digs of the Flemington of the Hunterdon Chamber. It is as grand as the organization is itself.
It really is, isn't it? Bart, tell everybody about who you are today so that we can let everybody know about the art of the CEO and the CEO of yourself.
Okay, well, I, by trade, I write books, I publish other people's books, and I'm the host of the Art of the CEO radio show. One of the books I'm working on now is called CEO of Yourself. And it's something that struck me because there is a business method, there is a way that we that works for the way mankind has been doing things for centuries as businesses, and it works. And if you can sort of take that approach, but the real truth is, Jeannie, that most people don't make all the good choices in their life because A, they don't know what the choices are, and B, they don't know that they're theirs to make. And today I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the choices we do have in relation to the media.
Great. Okay. Well, I'm going to actually go to news and weather real quick. We're going to do our first break here on Talented People. It's about 3:14, and then we get back. Bart and I are going to go through all of that pertaining to the art of yourself. The CEO of yourself is what you are all about. So stay with us. We'll be right back after our first break. Thanks for calling in, Bart.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
This is Tony Clark, Parent Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's. Purely delicious.
You may have been a stammer when I'm passing by. See, all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Welcome back to Talented People. It's March 15th already. I hope you're having a great day. I want to give you an update on the weather forecast if you happen to be in this area of Hunterdon County. This afternoon, scattered snow showers, mainly before 4 p.m., widespread blowing snow, cloudy with a high of about 25, widespread blowing snow again, mainly before 8 p.m. tonight, mostly cloudy with a low about 15, and then mostly sunny with a high near 31 tomorrow, and mostly clear with a low around 12 on Thursday night. Friday, sunny with a high of 39, and then snow likely on Friday night before 5 a.m., then rain and freezing rain likely, mostly cloudy with a low about 29, and then a chance of rain and snow before noon on Saturday, then a chance of rain showers, mostly cloudy with a high of about 44, and then mostly cloudy with a low of 29 on Saturday night, partly sunny with a high of 40 on Sunday, and then partly cloudy with a low around 22 on Sunday night. So we're hanging in the cool weather. It's still hanging around here, even though spring is just around the corner next week. So we are on the phone here with Bart Jackson, who is just going to be sharing with us a little bit of his thoughts about what went on with the snowstorm yesterday. Bart, tell us what you're thinking.
Well, Jeannie, you know, I gotta say, we fell for it yet again. And the 24/7 news media just geared it all up, and they flooded the airwaves, they flooded cyberspace, they flooded every possible information outlet with a command, you know, warning, warning, snow is coming, everybody hide under your bed, quick, be very afraid. And we all immediately went for it. By Sunday, for Tuesday, schools were closed, governments were closed, innumerable businesses declared they're closing. You know, my favorite professional organization canceled a very costly dinner that had planned for months ahead. And this is because the weather report is no longer gospel. It is rather, it's some sort of dramatized, carefully spun truth. And we are saying, citizens, beware. And okay, so this is a snowstorm. What's the big deal? But it's spreading fear. And I'm not so sure it's the job of media or our government or anyone to spread fear. But I hear the people, didn't you hear people sort of murmuring with soft dread, this delightful snowfall was some sort of one more divinely orchestrated terror to make us tremble? Didn't you kind of, I mean, I hear that, don't you?
Absolutely. And I like what you were saying about the fact that we fell for it again, because basically it is a matter of, you know, it starts off where, I don't know where, you know, I mean, there is certain respect for the weather channels and so on, but there has been so many, I want to say, false alarms in the last year or two that it's actually I'm challenged by it, because we see technology improving so much, and then you sit there and watch, you know, how they could be so off on some of the forecasts that we get, and then we run for cover. All, you know, just picturing ShopRite and all the stores and all the aisles and all the water bottles and batteries, and everybody has to go and get them, because if you don't, if it is to happen, you know, you get screwed. But if you go through all that work, which I have done myself, and then it's a false alarm, it's so frustrating.
You're absolutely right. Now, to be fair, I did my own special running and shopping when I heard the storm was coming. I went to the ski shop and got a tube of wax for my cross-country skis. I spent my snow day skiing, much to my great delight, and it was great fun. But what I didn't do is I didn't fill a tub with water. I didn't go back and get buy a backup generator. I didn't abandon my shore house, and I wasn't fearful. And I think this is something that is being, it comes sort of inadvertently, because when you were young, and even about a century before that when I was young, you'd hear one weather report, and that was it. Now we have this 24/7 news cycle. It comes at you from everything. The idea of how to fill your tub with water, how to get a backup generator. Each one has its own article on YouTube, and it's an assault. And we as people are collapsing under it. It's a snowstorm. Well, okay, it's a snowstorm. But what happens if it's an issue that really is important? What is the media feeding us? If we're swallowing the snowstorm scare, what else are we swallowing from this utterly beleaguering amount of media?
Why don't you share with us your thoughts on that?
Well, what I see is that I was very much interested in what we are going on politically. Actually, I'm not interested. It just so much of what's going. What I see our media doing is not. They're not doing well. There has been an International Press Association that for the last four presidential election coverages. They give an award for the best presidential coverage in each medium, and for the last four presidential elections, they haven't come up with anyone who they thought was doing it well. They said they're all concentrating on the horse race and not the issues, which I think is fascinating. My point is, I think that we have a propaganda machine here that would have turned Joseph Goebbels green. Joseph Goebbels, for those of you who temporarily forgotten, was the propaganda minister for the Nazis, and he was brilliant at what he did. But what we do, the way we convince people, is staggeringly better. When I always say that when the Japanese want to sell a car to the Germans, they come to America to do the PR. it's true, but what gets me is, so we, each of us, as CEOs of ourselves, we have to stand up and analyze what we're going to do. Let's look at the snowstorm. Someone says, all right, it's going to be terrible amounts of snow on there. They're going on with all the hyperbolizing. And unfortunately, the media careers are made on exactly this kind of hyperbolizing. Rush Limbaugh has a politically conservative agenda. It's the hyperbolizing and the flamboyant flair that brings forth this great fame. And that's a shame, but it's there. So we have to deal with it, each of us. Has to say to ourselves, all right, it's going to snow. Now, if it's 6 inches, if it's 12 inches, frankly, Scarlett, what's that going to mean to me? Do I get my skis out? Or am I like Jeannie? Do I go get my backhoe fixed and watch my brilliant husband Jan plow the place?
I did. I was prepared for that. I went a little crazy, but I did do it. Yeah. Well, you know, I think, okay, just because there's so much going on to talk about. I think back about, you know, Hurricane Sandy and the Irene, you know, and it was like we in New Jersey have had it, you know, we've gotten it really bad in the last 10 years, you know, like three times. And so Colleen, my business partner, and I were both part of the 17-day, there was only like 10, maybe, I don't know, one county or something that had 17 days, the longest that it was out. I think it was on Hurricane Sandy. And we both were part of that.
I remember you had it terribly.
It was terrible. And I was not prepared. I remember watching, I think I told you about this, but I'll tell everybody else out there. Right before the power went out, and I do think it was actually Irene, I was watching this television program, and I had no water in the bathtub. I had no water bottles in the house. I didn't have any wine. I didn't think ahead, which is not like me.
My God, no wine!
I was not prepared. Okay, so I learned the hard way. But I'll tell you, I was watching this commercial. It was a news forecast, actually. It was media, and they were talking about when trees have leaves, and then the snow comes on them in like that October period, you know, of the year, where that the snow is heavy on the leaves, that's what creates the cracking of the branches, and that's what pulls the power lines down more than if there's no leaves. I had not known that. So right at the moment that I'm watching them explain what they were trying to tell us might happen, it happened. And then it was like, again, 17 days. I mean, Colleen and I, we lived at like Chili's, Fridays, Applebee's. Like, it was like there was nothing. And everybody out there knows what we're talking about. If you didn't have gasoline in your car, remember that? If you didn't have gasoline... Yeah, and there were lines everywhere, and then you couldn't even buy enough to keep your generator going. It was such a learning curve, and I think all of us are kind of still traumatized in a way about what we learned at that time. And I think, and then Sandy came right afterwards, that I think what happens is we're hypersensitive. So what happens is when, you know, the media starts to put on, you know, that this is going to happen, and we're listening to every channel, and it sounds like it's going to happen, then everybody goes into this, oh my God, I never want to go through what I went through before mode, and then it's hysteria. And then when it doesn't happen the way they forecast it, don't you love the way they never take any ownership to it? It's just kind of like
isn't it amazing how the media, and you'll see this politically everywhere, all the prognosticators, the financial people are brilliant at this. It's I say this is going to happen, I say this is going to happen, I say this is going to happen, and then it doesn't happen, and they say the predictions that they made, first to third person.
Right, third person.
When reality sort of slowly drifts in tender white flakes, all of a sudden the third person comes.
That is hysterical, and I completely agree with you. And I got to tell you, you know, everybody out there, when we're reading our weather report here at the Hunterdon Chamber, it comes from like a service that we subscribe to. And so, and I gotta say, I mean, I've literally been a witness to the fact that I've had this show with Colleen for what, about 5 years now, and I've seen it almost. It was almost like the weather was always wrong. And I mean, we have to read it, so it's like I can look outside and it's like 70 degrees, and it says it's 55 or something, and then it's gonna rain, and I've never had this intersection of what I'm reading happening. But right now it is cold, and that is true. And you are too funny, Bart.
Well, you know, I heard one last night. They were talking about a given day, and I'm going to say it was Thursday, I think it was, and they said, the temperature should be around in the mid-40s with definitely snow showers. Now, I'm asking you to think about yours for a minute. Now, my fifth-grade teacher taught me that about 32 degrees Fahrenheit is when things start to freeze. And so if the temperature is going to be in the mid-40s, how much snow do you think we're going to get? But you do bring up one very, very good point, Gene, and that is we learn from experience. And if you chew on a hemlock branch and you die and you'll go to heaven and you'll say to St. Peter, well, I'm not going to chew on a hemlock branch anymore. Okay, I got that. But and I think that a lot of us felt this, and there is something that does all strike us. Here I am talking about being CEO of yourself. We realize how dependent we are on the various services that come winging their way into our house and our lives in ways that we not only don't understand, we cannot duplicate. We don't have electric power. Very few, even if you have solar, my house is totally solar, but I'm still attached to the grid, and if the grid goes down, I go down. I don't have, most of us are not able to find our own food, cook our own food, and feed ourselves, literally, in this situation. We are dependent. Now, that doesn't mean that you all have to rush out there and build campfires and store food, but you just realizing the dependency and being able to say, well, what would I deal with it? I think that in itself is a great step forward toward realizing what can happen.
It is a fascinating conversation, I have to say. I really want to get back to this. We're going to have to go to our news and weather real quick. It's already 3:30 in the afternoon on March 15th, and I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People with my guest, Bart Jackson, who's called in today, talking about, you know, really us, you know, we fell for it again. We're learning from our mistakes. We're going to talk about the pros and cons about, you know, if you don't take, you know, caution, what happens, and we'll be right back and talk all about that. So stay with us. Thanks for listening.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I don't believe, just in the last week of time, the people we've talked to, I don't think there was an actual tap of Trump Tower.
Representative David Nunes, the head of the House Intelligence Committee, saying no evidence has been shown that Trump Tower was wiretapped by President Obama. Representative Nunes did, however, say there were some issues that raised concerns.
The incidental collection of Americans that were possibly tied to the Trump campaign that could have been leaked, similar to General Flynn. And secondly, the unmasking of Americans' names, potentially for political purposes, which we're continuing to ask more about that.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson visiting Japan as he begins a three-nation trip to Asia. America's top diplomat visiting the region amid rising tensions over North Korea's missile program. Tillerson will meet with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey there, it's Angie Austin. All right, you know I care about my family's health, and I know you do too. Did you know that there's a Harvard study out that shows that 33 states have unsafe levels of harmful toxins in their drinking water? And a report from the Environmental Working Group warned that 218 million Americans are exposed to cancer-causing tap water. So we use the Alexa Pure Pitcher. You can go to waterwithangie.com, waterwithangie.com, or 888-440-8150, 888-440-8150, and you can get this Alexa Pure Pitcher. We use it. The water tastes delicious, and it reduces up to 99.9% of 92 contaminants. You know, the really bad stuff that can, you know, kill you, like lead, chromium-6, also gets rid of chlorine, pesticides, pharmaceutical drugs, and more. Order yours today, 888-440-8150, 888-440-8150, or waterwithangie.com, and it tastes delicious.
Republicans beginning to hold town halls to explain the CBO's projections on the new Republican health care plan not accurate. Here's Chris Barnes.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office claimed that at least 14 million Americans would lose coverage under the plan in its first year, not helping.
The CBO scores are rarely, if ever, right. They were.
That's Republican Representative Lynn Jenkins of Kansas at a town hall meeting, as she explains the same thing that White House spokesman Sean Spicer said yesterday.
CBO coverage estimates are consistently wrong.
I'm Chris Barnes.
Four people are dead and a woman has been critically wounded after a shooting today in Louisiana. Investigators say a woman called 911 saying she'd been shot in the face and she's in critical condition. Deputies say they found another woman and two men dead from gunshots. A fourth man was found dead inside a next door apartment from a gunshot wound. Police have not revealed the identities of those dead and has also not released a motive. USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Border officials near San Diego concerned after an illegal immigrant flew into the United States using an ultralight plane. Here's Jason Campidonia.
Agents spotted the hang glider with an engine attached to it Monday, flying from Mexico into U.S. airspace at around 10:30 at night. Officials say the aircraft didn't have any lights and was flying close to the ground. The aircraft landed in a field near Holtville, which is about 2 hours east of San Diego and about 20 minutes north of the border. Investigators say the ultralight aircraft was not outfitted to transport narcotics, but it poses a real danger to legitimate aircraft flying in the area. Jason Campidonia, San Diego.
A new study by Yale researchers as to whether the brain reacts differently when you know you're about to do something wrong, yielding some interesting results. Here's Mark Mayfield.
The study suggests that brain activity can show whether someone knows they're committing a crime or just being reckless. Researchers asked subjects to decide whether to bring a suitcase through a security checkpoint. Some were told that contraband was inside. The scans were conducted after the subjects were told they would be rewarded for sneaking contraband through and punished if caught.
McDonald's has begun testing a new mobile app at 29 restaurants in California today. A spokesman for the fast food chain says the test will collect customer feedback and work out any of the kinks before they roll out the finished app nationwide. The company expects to have its new ordering and payment app available in nearly all 14,000 U.S. McDonald's and thousands worldwide by the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, welcome back. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. My guest calling in today is Bart Jackson, and he's the host of a very popular radio show called The Art of the CEO. You can look up his archives online. Every Tuesday from 2 to 2:30 in the afternoon, he has a show where that he actually brings in CEOs, the most incredible guests, and he speaks with them about the art of the CEO and how they got to where they are. And along the way, he's kind of coined this art of a CEO of yourself. And Bart, tell us about your radio program and the utensils, and share with us about your radio show. I just love it.
Well, the Art of the CEO radio show is something that I started when under the impetus of a very wise woman who told me to do it. And it was originally just to publicize some of the many books we did, but metastasized and outgrew itself. And what we do is we bring on people, the most helpful as well as the most intriguing people in the business community. These are the people who are going to give you tips on how to make your career thrive and your ventures flourish, and so we bring on interesting CEOs. And the one thing I would say, people always say, well, what do all CEOs or business leaders have in common? And the real truth is absolutely nothing.
Really?
That is, leaders come from everywhere. They come from all sizes, and in all sizes and shapes, and they come from all attitudes. I remember talking with Eric Schmidt, who was former CEO of Google, and I said, what do you foresee as the next generation of leaders? And he said, they'll be exactly the same as today. They'll come from all over. They'll be the dictatorial leader. They'll be the consensus-building leader. They'll come, and they will each be themselves. The only thing, when we conducted a huge survey of 2,000-some-odd CEOs, we found, and this is for the parents out there, we found that not one of them thanked their parents for pushing them into a career that they did not want to go in themselves. I just bring that all up there for anyone who would attach helicopter to the style of their parenting. Anyway, well, you have two brilliant boys who are going off very much on their own and doing great things, right, Jeannie?
That's right, and I'm very proud of them. And I do think that it has to be their choices. I was watching a movie, actually, I know you'll appreciate this, the other day on the weekend, and it was about, typical 2008 guy loses his job, blah, 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 blah. And then, he's actually working at like a McDonald's, when he was like a wealth manager or so on. Anyway, he got like totally into like the operational side of it, and he decided that he wanted to actually buy one of these chains type thing. And, when he was talking to the chef, who was really, really good at what he cooked or what he made,
right.
The chef said to him something like, "You have absolutely no business buying a whatever kind of franchise food restaurant chain, because you're doing it because you see that there's like money in it, and operationally you can figure it out. But you have to do what you do as if you were not getting paid. Isn't that something?" And so he ended up, instead of taking the money and investing in the chain, what he did was he invested in his own business and became his own solo wealth manager person. But what it was is, like, what related to me, or what I related to, was that I love, like you, talking to people and helping them with whatever. Like you, I think you were the one who actually called us, Colleen and I, solution architects, which I love that.
Right.
And so, you know, I was thinking about that really hard because I was like, that's what I love to do. I love to help people come up with a solution. And you, I love the way that you love to share with everybody all of, I mean, for years between US One and writing, as you have traveled all these countries and met all these people, even when you say you're former CEO of Google on your show, I mean, it's like, I don't even know how, where we even start to get to someone that high up there and then have them share. It's what you do.
Well, they're very kind people that I have on the show, but I will say that I love your idea about is if you're not getting paid for it. I have always felt personally that a wealth manager is someone who is not rich of him of in his own account, but he feels that if you give him your money, then you can both be rich. yes, which makes things all a little suspect. But anyway, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong. I find that the people who are really who do come together, they work for all kinds of reasons, but they do enjoy what they do. But there's always what I call the push-up factor, and this is what makes me turn against the idea of follow your passion. I followed my passion once, and I almost got arrested for it. So I better look twice at that. Yeah, my old joke is I practiced animal. I majored in animal husbandry until they caught me at it. But what I'm really saying is that with every NFL touchdown pass that is tossed out there, there goes behind that a quarterback who has spent thousands of hours in the weight room, done tens of thousands of push-ups, all of which is not particularly charming and fun, but that's what makes that one great moment glorious and wonderful. All the work that you do to come, the advice you give to help people bring out PR comes from thousands of hours of searching social media, talking to other people, bringing things out, and that's all part of it. So we all have to realize that there is an investment that we make when we find something we want to do.
True. That goes back to the beginning, doesn't it? The first thing we started talking about today. But right now, we have to go to our break. It's already 3:43 in the afternoon on March 15th. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People, and our guest is Bart Jackson. He is the host of the very popular radio show, The Art of the CEO, sharing his wisdom with us again today. So stay with us. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Reichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is the reactions in their own words.
One of the things you liked about Joe is that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Huntington on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi,
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Dissatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business from business.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
All right, we're already here at the last quarter of our show already. It's 3:47 in the afternoon. I hope you're having a great day. It's cold out there. Bart Jackson is my guest today, calling in on Talented People to talk about really kind of how we fell for it. That's what we started off with, talking about the media and the predictions for the snowstorm that was supposed to be like a complete blizzard and everything. Oops, oh, it wasn't. Oh, well. Bart, let's talk a little more about what you think about all that. It just makes me laugh.
I just want to say, you know, the media comes under a certain amount of has been whacked with a certain amount of villainy from politicians who don't think they're getting their fair share of praise, as if there could be enough to satiate any politician. But and people who feel that they're being hyperbolized. And so I'd like to give just a couple of tests. I mean, if the media is not evil, the media works very hard. But there are a couple of aspects we have to realize about it. First of all, and so I would ask you to do this, a piece of news is put at you. All right. Recently, the current president did away with the Clean Water Act. All right. Now, my question is, and I have my own opinion about this, and may I say that my own opinion about that for you matters not at all. It's not what your father thinks. It's not what your religious leader thinks. It's you. You are CEO of yourself. So I would ask you to give yourself a little test. The Clean Water Act has just been done away with. All right. Now, let's say you are a devout Republican. Put yourself and say, if a Democratic president did that, what would you think? In other words, get yourself, and then say if a Republican president did that. In other words, I'm asking you to say what, I'm asking you to try and divorce the source of that act and get down to the value. What is the world going to be like without a Clean Water Act? That's the issue. The issue is not who did it. It's that. Then judge by there. And the second thing I would ask you to sort of remember is, a piece of advice comes to you. Now you're the CEO. You have to judge this because you're gonna act upon this. Your day is made up by the choices you make. A piece of act comes at you. So a piece of news comes at you, and ask yourself, who is going to profit from the slant, the advice they're doing me? In the case of the snowstorm, this well-orchestrated sort of fear campaign is, I would say in my own guesstimation, and I speak this as a journalist, a career-long journalist, the more you can whip it up into something that sounds interesting, unique, odd, you know, man bites dog, the more you will benefit. So remember that there are people who are feeding you news who are benefiting from it in a certain way. Use your judgment. You have that judgment. And most of the people out there listening are a heck of a lot smarter than the person talking right now. So
I think you're right. I think it's interesting to talk about for a second because we do have a minute or two about this. I remember when Michael, my son, who's now living in Austin, Texas, was going to school, college, and they actually spent like 6 months actually researching the media, and they had to do all kinds of, literally spent a whole semester just checking out the sources of media and then, you know, putting down what was their driving force, like what you say, what was behind it that was making this happen. And I'm serious. I was walking around like totally clueless, like before that he had this class. And then afterwards, everything that I had kind of gone through the whole semester with him, I was totally captivated by what he was working on. And at the end of the day, I felt like a totally different person. Like I always laugh. I always say, don't forget to drink your Ovaltine, because it's like that movie, you know, it's like, what's the movie? The Christmas Story? And basically, yeah, the kid is so cute, and he's like, you know, it's like he learns the hard way because there was something behind it. Ovaltine was, you know, powering his, you know, spying and decoding and all that stuff. And so tell us more about that, because it is true, and especially with the past election, I mean, you could see it. Even to this day, right now, the country's so divided, and even on Facebook and everywhere else, people are just not talking one way or the other. Like they're just like, they either have a really strong opinion or they are staying completely out of it. And yet, I did realize, and we did see a lot of activity during the election where that they were talking about the different news outlets, and they do all have their own purposes, you know.
You know. I think that there comes a point about what you think and what you're willing to say. And I remember somebody said to me once, she was in her gym class, and this one woman next to her was saying that she thought Donald Trump was God's answer to everything, thought he was just great, thought he was doing everything just right. Now, my friend and her buddy think exactly the opposite, and she said to me, so we really had to bite our tongues. And my question is, says who? This is a person who had the idea of saying, I'm not afraid of what I believe in, I'm going to say it. Should not you? Should not you come back? I'll never forget, there was this huge, I passed this huge wooden horse, it was called, and this was way back, this was in the days of Nixon, it said, Nixon is bringing a Trojan horse into America, and there's all sorts of political sort of hate statements. And I said to my friend driving by, I said to her, I said, you know, he's going to lose a lot of business, because this is in front of the store. He's going to lose a lot of business that way. And she turned to me and she said, and isn't it wonderful that even knowing that, he has the courage to say what he believes?
Very interesting. Yes, I agree.
Wow. So may we all say what we believe and consider the source and consider the issue, not the source.
Well, you have had a lot of influence on people over your lifespan because you've done so many things in the editorial place and writing. You know, you are able, I mean, an editor, a writer, a contributor, you know, a publisher, you know, you have such influence. And so it is something that people have to, you know, realize that the responsibility that they have is very, very serious. It's very important. And they can do whatever they want with it.
This is very true. And I think that I will never forget that I, who was a politician that I thought I just absolutely loathed everything this person stood for.
And I think I know who it is.
Right, yes. And there's such a long list. Anyway, I was interviewing this person, and I said, you know, what I have to do, and I absolutely skewered this guy, and here's how. I kept my own feelings out of it. I put lots of quotes in, exact quotes specifically, and I gave exact facts. In other words, I think that if you are trying, and anyone who's trying to convince anybody of anything, give them a few chosen adjectives, don't hurt, but beat them down with situations. In other words, don't tell me that they're doing away with the Clean Water Act. Go to it, says, so the woman in Kansas by the nuclear power plant really, in this day and age, has no protection. Okay, I got that. Boom. You come out with a very specific, if you want to persuade people, but do it objectively. If you hear me rant, if you hear me say, I'm a member, I know a fellow who sent in to Science Magazine, to Nature Magazine, one of the top scientific magazines, and he on the top of it was scientists against belief in climate change. Well, I mean, if you come out with your preposition, how serious, you're just one more ranting person. So deal as best you can objectively, but deal powerfully, and don't be afraid to speak out, even if it's only on the cocktail party circuit.
There you go. Perfect words to end our show on, Bart. You are too fun. I really appreciate you calling in today. I hope everybody out there enjoyed our conversation. Anything else you want to say before the end of the show here?
I certainly would. I see snowflakes are coming down as I peer out the window, and may I suggest that everybody go celebrate the wonders of nature as we have them. Get out there, stick out your tongue, take a few snowflakes, put on your cross-country skis, and remember, the best thing you can do in life is have a lot of fun.
Agreed. And you make it a lot of fun there, Bart. I got to tell everybody out there, that's the truth. All right. Well, thanks again for being on the show, Bart. And we will talk to you again soon.
Bless you, Jeannie.
Have a great day.
All right. Your warmth with you.
Thank you. All right. Bart's too much fun, I got to tell you. So if you guys are listening, thanks again for making our show one of the most popular here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Talented People Radio. And it's 3:57 in the afternoon. Hope you have a great week. Thanks.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I don't believe, just in the last week of time, the people we've talked to, I don't think there was an actual tap of Trump Tower.
Representative David Nunes, the head of the House Intelligence Committee, saying no evidence has been shown that Trump Tower was wiretapped by President Obama. Representative Nunes did, however, say there were some issues that raised concerns.
The incidental collection of Americans that were possibly tied to the Trump campaign that could have been leaked, similar to General Flynn. And secondly, the unmasking of Americans' names, potentially for political purposes, which we're continuing to ask more about that.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson visiting Japan as he begins a three-nation trip to Asia. America's top diplomat visiting the region amid rising tensions over North Korea's missile program. Tillerson will meet with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey there, it's Angie Austin. All right, you know I care about my family's health, and I know you do too. Did you know that there's a Harvard study out that shows that 33 states have unsafe levels of harmful toxins in the drinking water? And a report from the Environmental Working Group warned that 218 million Americans are exposed to cancer-causing tap water. So we use the Alexa Pure Pitcher. You can go to waterwithangie.com, waterwithangie.com, or 888-440-8150, 888-440-8150, and you can get this Alexa Pure Pitcher. We use it. The water tastes delicious, and it reduces up to 99.9% of 92 contaminants. You know, the really bad stuff that can, you know, kill you, like lead, chromium-6, also gets rid of chlorine, pesticides, pharmaceutical drugs, and more. Order yours today, 888-440-8150, 888-440-8150, or waterwithangie.com, and it tastes delicious.
Republicans beginning to hold town halls to explain the CBO's projections on the new Republican health care plan not accurate. Here's Chris Barnes.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office claimed that at least 14 million Americans would lose coverage under the plan in its first year, not helping.
The CBO scores are rarely, if ever, right.
That's Republican Representative Lynn Jenkins of Kansas at a town hall meeting, as she explains the same thing that White House spokesman Sean Spicer